This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. I'll tell you what, I'm really stoked about this company. I think we found them at such an early time that this company is going to blow up. We're talking about no other than Millennial Esports Corp. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol MLLLF. And with us today is the CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed what he's been working on and what his vision is. We're talking about Alex Engelman. Alex, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of how you guys make your money and a little bit about your company.
Sure. Well, Millennial Esports Corp. is a video game publisher. We're focused on the mobile esports sector. And in particular, we're focused on the racing genre. Early on, we identified that in the esports ecosystem, game publishers really have the upper hand and control in that world. And we knew we wanted to get into that game publishing side of things. We studied the market and felt that mobile gaming is where we wanted to focus. And in particular, we identified the racing game genre as the area with the highest growth and what we felt was the least clutter or competition. So after looking at a number of potential acquisitions, we were introduced to this Eden Games, a very storied French game developer based in Lyon, France, and we immediately knew what we found what we were looking for. And so to give you at a high level, our business model is no different than many of the other publishers out there. Currently, our game, our mobile game, is a free game, and it's the freemium model. People download the game for free. But within the game, there's opportunities for in-app purchases. You can buy a different type of a vehicle. You start off with one type of vehicle or a couple of vehicles, but you can upgrade and buy, say, a Bugatti. You can buy various different types of exotic vehicles, a Pagani. You pay for that, but all the while the game is free, and people are making these in-app purchases. So that's our primary business model.
Let me ask you this. You had a press release out. You guys closed one of your largest investments in January with the purchase of a majority interest in Eden Games. What motivated you to make this deal and why?
You know, as I said earlier, Eden really is a unique company. They've been around for over 20 years as a core group, which is really rare to find in the publishing world with the variety of publishers out there and all the various developers. But they had developed a really specialized niche in racing. They were responsible for some pretty famous franchises, one called V-Rally, which had, I believe, two or three iterations, and Test Drive Unlimited, another real groundbreaking racing game launched about 10 years ago, which was one of the first open world games. So we really knew that Eden had this unique skill set in the space that we really wanted to be in. And just through circumstances, we were able to approach one of their big investors and take out their position, a private equity firm.
You know, I want my listeners to listen up. I've brought you a lot of great companies over the years. And if you've listened to me, you probably made a lot of money. Let me give you some little stats about this company, Millennial Esports Corp., why I like them. In 2016, they did $211,000 in revenue. 2017, they did $309,000. In the first quarter of 2018, they did over $500,000 in revenue. They're, like I said, I think we just caught them at the right time, and I think you should take a look at them. Gear Club is a showpiece of company's overall strategic focus on esports racing. Why are you so excited about the growth potentially of esports and, in general, esports racing in particular?
That's a great question. Well, listen, like everything, focus and execution is everything, and esports is no longer a novelty. It has established itself as a real and serious business. Arenas around the world are hosting tournaments with upwards of 50,000 people. At any given day on Twitch and other content distribution networks like Facebook, YouTube, and some big Chinese ones, including Panda, you have tens of millions of people that are tuning in and watching other people play video games, both competitive and non-competitive. So we knew that esports was here to stay. You also have things like Overwatch League and other wildly popular games such as League of Legends. These already have established leagues and a competitive framework. We felt that in racing, there really wasn't an 800-pound gorilla in the space, and we felt that with the advent of mobile racing, we were really able to reach millions and literally tens of millions of people around the world, that all they really have to do was have an Android phone or an Apple phone, and they're able to play a game without a console, without a PC, so it really democratizes racing. Billions of dollars are being spent annually on digital goods, like skins in the games. Companies like Riot Games, the makers of League of Legends, their model, again, the game is free. They're making, I believe the number is close to $2 billion this year, basically selling, Ether, bytes, digital skins that characters wear. So these are all things that we knew were out there and were our potential to reach. So with racing, we were excited because with the acquisition of Ideas and Cars, one of the acquisitions we made, we felt that we could really step up the industry a notch. And we did this with the launch of a global racing competition that we own called World's Fastest Gamer. We opened the competition to numerous racing game titles, including our own game, Gear Club, which is a mobile game. And in conjunction last year with our season one partner, McLaren, the storied and famous car company, we were able to take a video gamer with limited experience driving racing cars in the real world and position him to become a real pro racing driver. Obviously, the gamer would not go directly into an F1 or an IndyCar or any type of race car immediately, but the skill set was there to train them to become real-world racing champions. And our season one winner, Rudy Van Buren, was actually awarded a paid one-year position as a sim driver for McLaren, and he's part of the official F1 McLaren team.
Wow.
So, I think we're still early in our ownership of Eden Games. We just closed the acquisition in the first quarter of 2018. We realize that the brand and game awareness and unique marketing initiatives, such as a strategic partnership with Amazon that we recently announced, and Amazon announced something called the Game On platform that allows game publishers to offer their customers the ability to run tournaments outside of their game. So we have plugged into the Amazon system. Amazon is running a tournament on our behalf, and the winners of those tournaments actually get prizes directly fulfilled by Amazon. And so we're part of the launch program. We're still with them, and we expect to work with them as well. And in general, these and other competitive play and other unique marketing initiatives that we have planned, we believe will lead to greater game adoption. And this business is all about getting the game out there and widely distributed, keeping the players engaged, and having them buy digital goods. So the product speaks for itself, and I think in the future you'll see some interesting things coming out of us with regards to this and racing. And it's our job to market the game and create awareness and a competitive community that is highly engaged and motivated to spend the money on the game and corresponding competitive play. Esports really is simply competitive gaming, and we feel that racing is perfectly suited to capitalize on the esports scene. We intend to offer our players the ability to win cash prizes and unique rewards, and that will capture the hearts and minds of our customers. And ultimately, we believe that racing really is the most simple and easy game for anyone to really pick up and learn and play.
My guest today is Alex Eigelman. He's the CEO of Millennial Esports Corp. Millennials are people that are aged from 18 to 34. They also trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MLLLF. In closing, you said a lot today, Alex, and I think you said it all, but in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate out there to the listeners?
Yeah, I think if the listeners are not familiar with the esports scene and the video game sector, they may be. It's obviously a massive, massive, multi-billion-dollar industry. We know that the video game industry is bigger than movies and the music industry combined. In that space, mobile is one of the hottest and fastest-growing spaces. And as I said earlier, racing is really an uncluttered and, you know, we believe is an area that really is ripe to be capitalized on. You know, I think also as well, your listeners should realize that we made a couple of other acquisitions and made other investments during the last, say, 18 months. And one of the things was the Ideas in Cars, and we brought on that company and Darren Cox. Darren Cox, our CMO, is known as the godfather of esports and racing.
Wow.
He actually created, while he was at Nissan, he created something called GT Academy, which was the first time they were able to take a video game player and put him behind the wheel of a real vehicle. And they were able to show that these drivers have the necessary skills and athletic ability that is transferable from a simulated game, a video game, to the real world. In fact, Jan Martinborough, I believe he was the season winner in 2011 or 12, has actually been on the podium about 10 times. So not only is he, is he able to race, he's actually a great driver. And prior to playing, he had never even driven a race car in his life. So he literally went from playing Gran Turismo to standing on the podium about a year and a half later. So pretty amazing. As well, another acquisition that we made, Stream Hatchet, is a Spanish company. It's in the data analytics field, an amazing company that's able to gather business intelligence from sites like Twitch and YouTube. We're able to take that data and get meaningful intelligence from it. We sell the product as a service, but internally we also use it to identify trends in esports, and we really believe it gives us a big advantage over our competitors, knowing where the market's going at any given time. And finally, our arena in Las Vegas, we're hosting tournaments right there as we speak I think 3 or 4 days a week, and we're offering cash prizes. People are playing on these simulators we set up with our game, and so we're popularizing the game within the local community in Las Vegas, and we intend to replicate this in other facilities.
Alex, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40, 50 days. If you want to know more about Millennial Esports Corp, go over to their website, www.millennialesports.com. I wish you nothing but continued success. Alex, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate your time today. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.